To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 466, How to Revitalize Your IELTS Vocab Notebook.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, we'll talk about real ways to create and use an IELTS vocabulary notebook so you don't waste your time and actually learn the words to raise your IELTS scores. What's going on, Jessica? How's it going?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing well. Let's see. I was just down at the beach house this past weekend, just taking it easy, playing a little tennis and just, hanging out on the porch, grilling, a little veggie burgers for myself. But,
oh my God, did you stop eating meat after you watched that documentary?
No. I mean, I'm eating a little less, I have to say, but I've always been kind of more veggie leaning in terms of my overall diet since like 2007 or so. Yeah, no, that's,
that is not my diet at all.
You like meat.
I do. I always have. But one interesting thing that I want to recommend to our listeners. So I don't know if you guys have heard of Ken Burns. Do you know who that is, Lindsay?
Yeah, sure. I think he's from New Hampshire.
Oh, is he?
I think cool. So. Mm-hmm.
So he is like one of the most famous documentarian filmmakers in the States. And I think most of his documentaries are done through PBS. Yep. And that's the public broadcasting system for all of you non-Americans. But anyway, so his most recent documentary, I have been hearing about for months, like leading up to this release. And I watched the first two episodes yesterday. So they are available online. So it's all about the Vietnam War. And the Vietnam War was such a turning point in American culture that it's really hard to understand the some of the divisive issues that we're dealing with today, even, and why people, like when people started mistrusting the government, when these huge cultural shifts happened in the 1960s, it's fascinating. And like a lot of the people in it, I don't think they sort of realize the significance of what was happening at the time either. It's only now looking back, right? Hindsight is 20/20, as they say. But you get interviews with Vietnamese that were on all sides of the conflict, Americans that were on all sides. And it's just, I can't say enough just how enthralling this is. I'm glued to the TV, like watching this. It's incredible.
Oh, so cool. Yeah, I think my dad mentioned this weekend that was coming out. That's a big deal because he's such a good documentarian. He made a documentary called Baseball originally. Yes. I think that was his first one that he became famous for. So I would definitely trust his work as being really just a masterpiece. So I'm looking forward to that. So is it a series then or is it one documentary?
So it's a series. I think there are six episodes. And since I'm a member of my local NPR station, I could stream all of the episodes. So they're coming out every night on PBS. But I'm just like mowing through this. I'm just going ahead and watching all of them online. So yeah, definitely check out Ken Burns' documentaries on Netflix if you want to get a feel for how incredible his storytelling storytelling abilities are. And then I think this is his like masterpiece, you know, he worked on it for a decade. So definitely try and find this online. Just search for Ken Burns documentary. I will put a link to information about this in the blog post. So what episode is this? Come back to the blog, guys, IELTS.AllEarsEnglish.com. This will be episode 466. So I'll put a link to information about this in the blog post.
Very cool. And I know a lot of our listeners have been asking about vocabulary. And I wonder if watching a documentary like that, Jessica, would help us prepare our vocabulary notebook, for example, for the IELTS exam. What do you think?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. In fact, we just came out with a new addition to the course, a guided lesson on how to create a vocabulary notebook. And one of the tips in there, because people are like, where do I get vocabulary? Really any native speaker material that you're reading and watching, and something as finely crafted as this and topic specific and thought out as this, you're going to get such amazing vocab from this. And it's not just about war. I mean, this vocabulary is about politics and society and laws and international relations. So a lot of part three topics and writing task two topics would use this vocab.
I love that. I love that. And the key, again, to getting a high vocab score on speaking and writing is using words that other students don't use, right, Jessica? And
exactly.
It's likely that other students are not watching this documentary or these kinds of documentaries, right? Guys, you got to be something special, a little bit special. You got to push yourself above the rest. And it's not that hard if you do it in a systematic way.
Exactly. So, I mean, we've talked a lot about vocabulary notebooks, right? We come up with vocabulary for different topics and episodes and videos, but then what should you do with it? How do you use it? So in this lesson, I tell you exactly how to create a 16-page vocabulary notebook. So notice that it's limited. The key here is limiting yourself. If you have a vocab notebook that has like thousands of words, hundreds of words, whatever, that you're not going to use that. You're not going to be able to use that on test day. So we have to shift our perspective on what a vocab notebook is for. It's not for reading and listening. Okay. It's for speaking and writing. These are words that you want to be able to use on test day. If you want a 7 for vocab in both speaking and writing, you have to show interesting vocab. You have to start using words that other students don't know. And we get that from native speaker material. So one thing that I will link back to in the blog is how to develop a vocab cheat sheet for speaking part one and part two. And that's just coming up strategically with words that you'll definitely use that are more interesting. So instead of saying like big, right, you say massive or gigantic. Instead of saying small, you say tiny or minuscule. So these are ideas that you're definitely going to use, that you're definitely going to say on test day. So be strategic about it. Like, learn the interesting words that you're for sure going to be able to use.
Yeah, this is kind of an attitude you can take to your general communication. It's kind of a bit of an angle on the world that you're interested in vocabulary and you can be articulate with your vocabulary. It's kind of fun, right? I mean, on this show, we play around with fun vocabulary words because we enjoy words. We enjoy verbal articulation. You know, we like to talk. And so you guys can take on that interest as well. Verbal articulation.
that was awesome. But exactly. I've always loved words. I think at different times in my life, I've always had some sort of vocab notebook myself, just like writing down cool words in whatever journal I have at the time. Or when I was still using a Kindle, I would like highlight cool words in novels and stuff. So I think definitely encouraging a habit of loving language. I mean, that's not just for IELTS. It will help you on IELTS, but it is this lifelong fascination. Right? That you can get enjoyment from wordplay, from a beautifully crafted sentence. And guys, if you're studying English, like, enjoy it, right? Get into it.
Yeah, you can also build confidence there, right? Because if you get a little bit of this under your belt, and then people might start to notice and compliment you, and that'll just encourage you to keep going, get more confident, and get better and better. It's like how I learned to play tennis as a kid, right? I hit the ball and I had a nice stroke, and then people complimented me and they said, "Oh, you have a great tennis game," and I kept wanting to get better and better. It's the same with learning English and preparing for IELTS. Yeah.
And guys, I think a key here is the element of having another person there to try out the language in front of, right? It's one thing to write the words down, but that's not enough. That's not going to make you use them on test day. I think the first step is to try using them on just by yourself, right? So you gain confidence that way. So you're not like worried about pronouncing it wrong or whatever. I think the first time we say new words, there's always anxiety there because you're not sure about it. It's like
even if native speakers. Yeah.
Yeah. If I meet someone with a name I've never heard of, it always takes me a while to get the confidence to say the name out loud because I'm like certain I'm going to say it wrong. And I have to meet this person a few times before I'm like comfortable calling them by their name. So it's everybody. So maybe like get your confidence rolling by yourself, maybe in front of the mirror, maybe just talking to yourself around the house, but then find someone to talk to. If you're in our course, you can get a study partner, a speaking partner in our group. And guys, it doesn't just have to be IELTS practice. You know, this could be fluency practice. Just develop your speaking skills. Give yourself the opportunity and the space to develop this, to be able to try out these new words and see how they, you know, see how they sound.
I love that idea. So we're uploading this new addition to the course. So anyone who is in the course and is listening to this, you guys are going to be able to access this updated guide on how to keep your vocabulary notebook inside the course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. So there's tips there. And then there's three sections, just like some general tips for how to shift your perspective on what this vocabulary book is to you now in your IELTS preparation. And then there's step by step, like each page of these 16 pages, what do you have to put on there with guidelines for resources, where to get the words, what topics you need to know about for IELTS, and then a couple last tips on how you can make yourself actually use the words. So it's a three-step process, guys. So everything is there. All of the vocab notebook questions will be answered. Just as a last tip for listeners, guys, once you do have this vocab notebook, this has to be part of your life moving forward. So you're going to be reviewing this two or three times a week, right? To help yourself remember all this new stuff.
Right. So it should be essentially in your backpack or in your pocket, wherever you go, right? You take it with you on the train.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, take it with you and break it out whenever you have a free moment. That's how you become a 7+ IELTS student, right? It's by doing a little something more than most students do.
Exactly. It's like, it reminds me of the recent episode. Who was it? Vitor. And he was talking about the importance of dedicating yourself at this stage to your IELTS preparation and just talking about the finding the time, right? Just 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there. What can you use that for? You could read a New York Times article. You could study your vocab notebook. You could practice a couple speaking answers. You could fit this in, but you have to make the decision now that I am going to dedicate myself to IELTS for the next 30 days, the next 60 days.
Yeah. That's really a common thread amongst all our success stories that I hear on our podcast. Like just yesterday, I was listening to the episode with Ryuki. Right? I know it was the second time that you guys recorded, but you know, you could, just like the others, you could tell that he really made it his job. There was just no way around it. No debate about it. Right. IELTS was his job for that period of his life.
Exactly. And you could hear how comfortable he is speaking English, you know, because he had found his way into the target language through professional wrestling, of all things. But guys, like, find your way in, you know, start with this vocabulary notebook, decide where you're going to get the words, whether it's professional wrestling or soap operas or documentaries. You know, you could just choose a theme. And there are documentaries on every topic. So maybe just decide decide, like, I'm going to watch one new documentary every week. There's tons on Netflix. I mean, like I said, the Ken Burns ones are on there. So maybe make that your theme for the next month, you know, and just get a whole bunch of amazing vocab from documentaries and just learn about the world.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, exactly. There's a lot of ways to get there, guys. Just make sure that you're organized when it comes to getting that score, right? So one way to do that is through our step-by-step system using our study plan. You get a daily study plan when you join Three Keys IELTS. And Jessica, where should they go to see our success stories and get into that course?
Yep. So guys, you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. We're putting up more success stories all the time. I think Lindsay has a bunch that she's going to put up pretty soon just because there have been so many. But guys, I mean, you could hear about these on some of these episodes as well. If you come back to the blog IELTS.allearsenglish.com, you could hear some of the interviews with these students and they will inspire you. They will show you how to get the score you need on IELTS. And the way they did it is with our system. So again, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. You can see the score increases and then you could get into the course right there.
Okay, awesome. Such a good topic, vocabulary. So important for our scores here. And I'm glad we covered it today. Thanks, Jessica.
My pleasure. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.